Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Heart is true.
did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CC Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and moreover to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. And moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
I'm Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today. She actually is a hairstylist, and I should say a superstar celebrity hairstylist and author. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show's great honor to welcome Miss Kim Berry. Good morning, Kim. Good morning to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It is truly a great special honor for us. Let's just start and jump right on in. We need to tell everybody what makes you a celebrity superstar stylist. One of your most notable clients, of course, the one and only Prince. Let's start there, Kim. First, tell us a little bit about yourself first. Now, you're based out where? Where are you based?
Los Angeles, California, born and raised.
Oh, really? You were actually born in, I don't know anybody who was actually born in Los Angeles.
Yes, born and raised. My mother and father are from the country, North Carolina and Tennessee, so everybody thinks I'm from the country because I got their ways, but I'm born and raised in Cali.
Well, listen, we have a lot in common because same thing here. My parents are from North Carolina. And yes. I lived out in Los Angeles, but you were actually born there, so that is amazing. I love that. So now tell everybody, you are a celebrity stylist. I call you a celebrity stylist. Sometimes folks, some of the hairstylists don't want to be known as a celebrity stylist. They don't want to be referred to that way. Does it bother you when someone says celebrity stylist?
No, I actually like it. I'm sorry. I was like, you worked in the industry long enough. You're owed your dues. I appreciate the tag. I appreciate
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you definitely fit the bill. So I want to, yes, well, absolutely. First of all, you have notably one of the most famous clients in the world. There is very, very few folks other than the late Prince who would be on par if there was such. So let's turn to that. Let's go back a little bit, Kim. Now, I also want to tell everybody, first of all, one of the reasons you have been out, you've talked a little bit, I saw some things online, you have authored a book that kind of chronicles a lot of this, I'm sure. Which I'm very proud about. And that book is called Diamonds and Curls with a Z. I love that on the end there.
Yeah.
Yes, and about your life working with Prince. So let's start at the beginning. I know you've been asked a lot of these questions I've seen, but I think it's a remarkable story, and I'm very excited to have you on board. So let's start at the beginning. How did this all come about? Are you what I did uncover, which I thought was a hilarious story. I did catch part of it, where the Prince's former stylist before you pretty much quit on the job, so to speak. Can you do you remember that story? Can you please tell our audience? I think it's hilarious how just the thought of it cracks me. Yes, please share that story, Kim.
Yes, I had been actually dating Prince's bodyguard, and I just kept asking him, you know, get me a job.
Well, now,
you know,
that wasn't Big Coco, was it?
Yes, it was Big Coco.
Okay.
And so
I've done my research.
Yes, I had been dating him for a while, and so finally he started taking me around to the camp, and I would hang around, you know, at the video shoots and photo shoots and things. So Prince is very astute and always watching the area, so he knows when there's someone new in the area. So he's always watching you. So I had been, like, I'd go whenever I go to the sets, I would always go to wherever the hairstylist and the makeup artist was. So finally I met Tanya, who was his stylist at the time, and so we just clicked, and, you know, you just meet genuine people and you become friends. And so she and I were hanging out, and she was just complaining one day, and she was like, you know what, I'm tired of doing this. I want to go home. I don't want to live out of a suitcase. And I was like, girl, you got the best job in the world. She's like, it's not what you think. And I said, Lord have mercy. I said, it's funny how you covet someone else's life, but you don't know what they go through in the course of a day. And so she was like, it's not what you think, Kim. And I said, I think you work for the biggest entertainer in the world. And she was like, Kim, it's not what you think. And sure enough, my mother used to tell us all the time, you know, be careful. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And she went into, we were on a video set. I forgot what set it was that he was shooting that day, but she went into the room with Prince, and he snatched a comb out of her hand. And she said, you know what? She said, my lips are chapped from kissing your little black ass. I'm out of here. And she literally, after the video set, she packed her stuff up and she left. And I said, when you call it a holy hookup, that I was standing there and got this introduction. I had been hanging out with her. I had formed a friendship. And so the people in the camp knew who I was, you know, and it was just interesting that what God has for you is for you, and not even the gates of hell going to keep you from it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And see, she quit, and I call it the holy hookup that I was standing there. They were going to Germany the next day, and so they left to go to Germany. He said, tell Tanya to get the salon ready. And all the team was like, no, Tanya quit. Because, you know, Prince is used to being Prince, so he talks crazy to you, and the next day, of course, he knows you're going to be there. No,
right.
This day, Tanya packed her stuff and left. And so he said, so what do you mean? I'm going to Germany without a hairstylist? And they were like, yeah, they didn't know what to tell him. And so he was baffled, so they had to hire somebody when they got there. He hated the person. He wound up doing his own hair for the show that night. And so they come back to Los Angeles, and Coco said, get your stuff ready. He said, meet me at this club in Beverly Hills. And he said, bring your portfolio. I got my portfolio. And one thing my parents used to always instill in me, you know, if you stay ready, like the rapper say, you ain't got to get ready.
That's
so
good.
I had been doing photo shoots. I had been stacking pictures. I had my book ready. Went to the club. They had already made preparations for me to get in. And God was just awesome. It was just a move of God. So we laid the book on the table. I approached him. He looked at me like, how did you get to my table? And I was like, my name is Kim Berry. I know you don't have a hairstylist. I said, and I'd love to, you know, do your hair. And so he looked at me. He opened the book. And he said, so you do hair, you know, it is, you know, snide remark way. And I said, yeah. He said, you got a salon? I said, yeah. He said, go hook it up. And so I already knew. I had been watching her, following everything she was doing, and I noticed on her table she had this hairspray. I went and bought it. If she had this gel, I went and bought it. So I was duplicating her table, never thinking that I would ever get the opportunity to do Prince. But I said, if she's using it, I'm going to use it because she's a celebrity stylist. And so my dad used to tell me growing up, preparation, success is when preparation meets opportunity. When the opportunity presents itself, will you be prepared? And literally, the opportunity presented itself. I went to the salon. I blacked out the windows. I knew how to do that. I got the salon ready. And about an hour later, I get a phone call, and he said, Kim, this is Prince. And I said, oh, my God. And so he says, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. I said, oh, okay, well, no problem. I said, next time, you know, you in Los Angeles, just know you got a hairstylist. He said, well, do you travel? Now, mind you, I'm 19, 20 years old. I ain't never left Inglewood, let alone California. And so I said, yes. And yes just popped out of my mouth. And I was like, oh, my God, what did I just say? He said, okay, great. He said, we're sending a car to come pick you up. He said, meet us at the airport. I said, I'm sorry, what? He said, is there a problem? I said, no. He said, I said, oh, my God, in my mind, I'm freaking out. And so I was like, meet him at the airport. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? But that's just how Prince does. He get down. Everybody that you know that has worked for him has the same remarkable story. Like, it's on the spot. You're getting hired. And wow. So I called my mother. I hung up the phone, and I called my mother. I was like, oh, my God, I just talked to Prince. She said, stop lying. I said, no, I just talked to Prince. I said, he said that they're sitting in the car. I said, I don't have no clothes. I don't have no. She said, you better get to that airport. She said, take your curling irons and your hairspray, and you get to that airport. And she said, I'm going to send you some money in the morning. You go to Target, buy you some clothes, and you keep on moving. I said, oh, my God. So I literally took the coat on my back and my curling irons and jumped in. They sent the limousine. I went to LAX. Him and his brother was on the plane. I walked past them, sat down on the plane, flight booked, everything.
When
first
you say
time
on
thought,
the plane,
no.
Was this a commercial plane?
No, commercial
or?
Airline, yes.
Okay.
So for most part, he did commercial. And I just couldn't believe it was happening. I was like, oh, my God, there's Prince. And went and got on sat down on the plane. And first time I got off the plane, I saw snow. I was like, oh, my God, it's
That's
Christmas
like you're
Eve.
From California. That's
yes.
Great.
So Seasons was the first time I met Seasons was traveling with Prince. And so saw Snow. I got to the gates open to Paisley Park, and I was like, oh, my God, it does exist. Wow. They walk me through the back door. I go upstairs to the hair salon in the back room, and it was just amazing. I'm like, oh, my God, this is happening. So his brother walks in. His brother said, okay, you're going to do me first. And I said, okay, great. So I'm trained for this. So my beauty school teacher would hand me 6 or 7 towels at a time, train me on speed, train me on ability. And he said, look, he said, quality and then quantity, never sacrificing one for the other. He said, your first head needs to look as good as your last head. So I said, okay, got it. I've already been trained. God had already been putting it in my path and getting me ready for the opportunity such as this. And I did his brother hair and 4 women that were there hanging out with them that night, and one behind the other, bam, knocking down heads. So his brother said, okay, well, he'll be in a few minutes. I said, okay, 1 hour goes by. 2 hours go by. I'm sitting there. I'm looking around. Now, I'm in Paisley Park. You can see the Purple Rain jacket in the corner, a raspberry beret outfit. There's jewelry laying around. I sat there with my hands in my lap, and I said, Mama used to say, if you go in somebody else's house, you don't touch nothing that don't belong to you. I sat right there for 2.5 hours with my hands in my lap. I said, okay, I don't know what's going on, but if they don't know that I know that it's a camera's watching me, I said, okay. So finally, his brother.
Well, you were very smart for 19, though. You're very
absolutely.
Smart. That was very
absolutely.
Wild.
Absolutely, yeah. Mama didn't play that.
They taught
Mama
you very
trained
well.
Me. Absolutely. So I sat there, and his brother stuck his head in the door and said, you didn't steal nothing, did you? I said, excuse me, first of all. I said, Mom, I knew this was a test. I said, my mom ain't raised no fools. I said, second of all, quit playing with me. I got to go to the bathroom. He said, you could have went to the bathroom. So he's laughing at me. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no, I ain't moving through this man's house. This is his house.
And so
I stayed right there. And so he said, okay, for real. So I got settled, and he said, okay, for real. He coming in a few minutes. I said, don't you leave me sitting here. Now, mind you, Paisley Park is a self-contained, they call it a creative battleship. And so inside Paisley Park, there's kitchens, so they can make their own food. There's studios. There's a hair salon. There's a dance studio, there's a disco, there's a performance area. That, like, this place is massive.
And when there are elevators inside there. We saw a little bit of it. There are elevators inside there.
It's a complete compound. It is
compound,
amazing.
Yeah.
Even now, when Oprah Winfrey came, Oprah Winfrey was like, I thought Harpo Studios was huge. She said, my studio will fit inside of here. She said, this is massive. So if you would impress Oprah Winfrey, you know you're doing something.
You got that right. And
yes,
I've only known one or two to do that. So you're right.
Absolutely, yes. And
wow.
So finally, Prince stuck his head in the door, and I was like, oh, my God, he's so little. Like, it didn't matter. Like, when you see Prince on stage, he's larger than life. He is this huge entity. But when you see him in person, he's a small stature man. He's very quiet. He's very humble. He's very meek. And he used to ask me all the time, you know, I got like 10 personalities. I was like, yeah, I met all of them. So it's a different Prince in every element of the – but he stuck his head in the door. He said – yeah, I love your work, he said, but you can't have those nails in my head. He said, I'm tender-headed. I said, okay, click, 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 click. I just started breaking off all 10 nails right there in front of it. He started laughing. He said, oh, my God. He said, you are so funny. He said, okay, yeah, you're going to work. He said, go back to the hotel. We're going to Miami in the morning. I said, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it. It's too late. He said, well, I'll see you in Miami. I'll see you at the airport. I was like, oh, my God. So I'm packing up my stuff, and I'm just like, so did I just get hired? What just happened? I was like, oh, my God. So we get to Miami. We stay there for a few days. He says, him, order whatever you want. He said, just hang out. I'll let you know when I'm ready to get my hair done. I said, okay. But a few days later, he called me. He said, we're going to Chicago in the morning. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, don't worry about me. I'm good. I said, okay. So I called my mother. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm moving from city to city. My mom said, just keep going. She had sent me some money. I went to Target before we got on the airplane. I bought me some clothes. I said, oh, my God. I was like, what is happening? I was asking my mother. I said, who lives like this? My mother said, you do. And that's when my reality shifted, and I was like, I'm a celebrity hairstylist. Like, I'm rolling with Prince. So Prince rolls with his bodyguard, his hairstylist, and sometimes that's just it, his bodyguard and his hairstylist. But we were going from city to city. They were partying. They were doing their thing. And every night he called me, Kim, you good? Okay, just get what you want. Just let, you know, I'll see you in the next city. Finally, we get to New York. And I had been with him like 2 weeks by then. He still didn't get his hair done. He said, Kim, get the salon ready. I said, okay, here we go. So I get the salon. I find the salon. I got a private room. I set everything up. I got everything laid out exactly how he's used to seeing it. So and knowing that he's a creature of habit, I had studied Tanya's habits. Yes. And so I got ready. He walked in. We had a consultation. He said, okay, I want color. I want a perm. He said, you know, I need a cut. And he said, so, you know, let's do it. Now, before we get to him, his brothers tell me on the way to the salon, don't touch his ears. Don't look him in the face. Don't do this. Don't spill water on him. I said, wait a minute, Jack. Y'all making me nervous. I said, I do this for a living. Don't you mess me up. And he said, nah. He said, and then what was funny was everything they told me don't do, I did. I said, but Prince took it all in stride. And when I tell you that I hooked that hair up. I said, Kim, breathe. I said, you got this. Relax. He ain't no different than nobody else.
He's just a person.
I said,
exactly.
I said, you do this. I spilled water down his face while he was in the shampoo bowl. He said, okay, lady, wait a minute. It tastes like you're trying to drown me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I touched him up. Got it back together. We finished that hair. He looked in the mirror, did his little left-right look. He spun around on them heels. He was like, okay. He said, see you later. He said, your limo's waiting for you outside. And he spun around on them heels and disappeared into a puff of purple smoke. And I was like, I looked out the window. The limo driver was waving at me. He said, I was like, okay, Kim, yeah, you a celebrity hairstylist. I said, wow. And literally I've been rolling with him for 29 years after that. It was the most amazing journey I had ever experienced, you know. And I take nothing for granted. I thank God that he could have chose anyone else. And he did. There were other hairstylists that came in and out throughout my career. But Kim always got the call to come back.
Wow.
And it was beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I can speak to one thing only with regards to ever seeing Prince. I saw him one time live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I ran into him in Los Angeles. I remember this. It was the early 90s, and myself and one of my colleagues and at the time, we were in the airline business, of course, and I remember flying out to Los Angeles. And we showed up at this club. It was all the rage back in the early 90s. It was on Sunset, called Roxbury.
Yeah.
And Prince was there. We were on a second floor. And they let us into Roxbury. Now, this Roxbury club, they had, when I tell you they had all these fancy cars pulling up.
Absolutely.
And I do mean fancy. It was right there off that little turn off Sunset. It was on Sunset, if I recall.
Yeah,
and I remember all these fancy cars. Now, my friend Richard and I, we showed up. Do you remember the station wagons that had the little panel on the side?
Yes,
you may not go back that far, Kim, but they had station wagons with the panel on the side. Now, we showed up at the Roxbury getting out of a station wagon with the panel on the side.
Right.
And
okay.
We go up to the door, and the gentleman says, you know, he looks at our ID. He sees we're from New York. He knows that we are definitely not the typical caliber that's coming into the club. Well, we didn't know this. I don't even remember how we ended up there, but we didn't know it at the time. So we go in, and we heard that Madonna's dancers were there, and they had all these people. We didn't hear that Prince was there, but they had all these other celebrities who were there. And we ended up on, they had a balcony on the second floor, and who do we see but Prince. We're seated on the second floor. Prince literally walks by with, we assumed, his bodyguard.
Yes.
It was he and one fellow. That was it. So it kind of fits in with everything that you said. And he just walks by us, but the bodyguard gives us a look like, don't approach him, don't ask. So we did.
Right.
And he walked by. He wasn't much taller than us sitting down as he walked by, and I'm not exaggerating. And that was the only time that I've ever had any run-in, if you want to call it a run-in, but he walked right by me. So I never forgot that. Now, I have to say, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us today, her name is Kim Berry, and she is what I, by all accounts, to be a celebrity superstar hairstylist, and she is also an author, and her book, so super popular out there, called Diamonds and Curls, and that's with a Z, and this is about her life story with none other than Prince, the superstar. So I have to say, Kim, let's pick up with that, or even go back a little bit. Now, where did all of this come from? I know that you were in, you had gone to beauty school and all that, but what about before that? What inspired you out in the California and the L.A. area to get into hair care and all of that? What was that inspiration? And then we'll move to the book.
What's really hilarious is I had no inclination, never thought about being a hairstylist.
Really?
I was going to school. I was going to be a doctor. And I was going to, you know, whatever, you know, life was going to take me. I had graduated early from high school, top 10% of my class.
Wow.
So I told Mom, I said, I did everything you told me to do. I said, I'm taking a year off. She said, a year off? I said, yeah. I said, I'm not going to college right away. I'm just going to chill out. I said, and you know, just find myself. I said, I didn't, you know, have no babies. I brought you a diploma. I did everything you told me to do. I said, now I'm just going to chill. She said, okay, great. So about 2 or 3 months into that, she said, what you getting ready to do? I said, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I said, I'm taking a year off. I'm just going to chill. And she said, no, ma'am. She said, ain't but one queen in this house. She said, so you going to get up? You going to get a job? You going to school? Or you going to get the hell out of my house? Oh. I said, wait a minute. I'm the baby. I done did everything. I did everything you told me to do. I said, I can't chill. I said, the boys is chilling. Why I can't chill? She said, Kim, did you hear what I said? So I got mad, went walking up the street down to Crenshaw Boulevard in L.A.,
yes.
And walked up into Pacific Beauty College. So I just walked in. I said, let me go see what they talking about in here. And walked in Pacific Beauty College, sat down at the table with Mr. Cedric Goins, the owner of the school. He told me everything about his beauty college and what it entailed. And I was like, well, forget it. I'm going to just do this for the meantime just to get her off my back. So before I knew it, Mr. Goins had me signing on the dotted line. He said, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I said, wait, tomorrow? School start tomorrow? He said, yes. He said, I'll see you tomorrow. He said, make sure your lab coat is bright and white. Make sure your shoes is clean because I will lock you outside. I said, I'm sorry. What
wow.
did I just sign up for? So sure enough, got my things ready for school. I came home, brought the paperwork, showed it to my mother. I said, well, I hope you happy. I go to beauty school now. She said, I hope you happy. And went in her room to close the door. I said, oh, my God. I said, this lady here. I said, what did I do? So sure enough, went to beauty school. Every day there was a teacher there, Miss Cooper. She used to ask me every day, what are you doing here, Barry? I said, I'm here because my mother making me come here. She said, oh, really? She said, oh, well, you know by the end of these 12 months, I'm going to turn you into a hairstylist. I said, you're not going to turn me into nothing. I'm just here because I gotta be here so my mother stay off my back. She said, yeah, okay. So sure enough, about 6 months into the course, mind you, this is a 12-month course that I finished in 9 months because I was so mad. I did not miss a day. I went every day. I wanted to get this over with. I was mad. I joined in the middle of the summer. My friends are like, Kim, come on. We're going to the beach. We're going to Disneyland. We go. I said, no, I got to go to school. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm going to knock this out. In the course of being in beauty school, I met a young sister named Pat who had been there for almost 4 years. I said, you know that's not real college, right? You know we supposed to get out of here in this year. So I knew that I wasn't going to prolong this no longer than I had to. So sure enough, 6 months into the course, they did a statewide competition. 200 kids came out from all over California. You had to bring a model. We didn't know that it was a head-to-toe competition. I just happened to tell one of my homegirls, can I use you as a model? She was like, yeah. So I said, okay, I knew she was an only child, spoiled rotten. I said, okay, bring your stuff. Her mother had bought her like 6 or 7 prom dresses. She came dressed to the nines. When I tell you, beautiful gown, gloves, diamonds, the whole nine. So, for the getting her ready for the hair show, I was like, do you mind if I cut your hair? She was like, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. I turned my sister's hair orange. I turned it pink. I said, oh, my God. I kept going back to Miss Cooper, like, can you help me? She said, no, go to your textbook. Now, mind you, she helping everybody in the school. I said, oh, my God. I was like, you helping this person? You helping that person? She said, go back to your textbook. I was like, what in the world? So I said, okay. Finally figured out her hair color, got her color corrected, got her straight. We go to the competition. Like I said, my girl showed up, head to toe, beautiful gown. Hair butter was whipped. So we get to the competition. It's a two-day competition. Out of 200 kids, I placed top 10. So out of the top 10, the top 10 come back the next day. And she showed up again, bam, banging hair, bam, banging dress, outfit, outstanding. We get to the competition. Out of top 10, Kim Berry takes first place. When
get
they hand me
here.
The trophy, absolutely. When they hand me the trophy and the check, Miss Cooper walks over to me and she said, no help from her, mind you. She was watching from a distance, though. She said, didn't I tell you I was going to turn you into a hairstylist? I said, oh, my God. I said, so I didn't know I was getting Mr. Miyagi's wax on, wax on, wax on. I said, it was so intricate of how all of these people played a part in my journey to get me to the finish line. Like I said, Mr. Goins, the owner of the school, built my speed up. Ms. Cooper made sure that my technique was on point because everything was by the book. She took me out of class early one Easter and made me go on the floor. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, I don't have no business on the floor. I just started in beauty school. She said, you got this, Kim. I'm doing this lady's hair. Did a pocket curl, burned this lady's hair. She walked up to me. She said, Kim, she said, did you burn this lady's hair? I said, absolutely not. She walked through this lady's head and found the exact spot. I had took the curl, put it in my pocket. They call it a pocket curl. Put the curl in my pocket. I was like, she said, now the next time, she said, first of all, these people know that you're in beauty school. Now the next time I ask you, did you make a mistake, just say yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I'm embarrassed. I'm going to leave the floor. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to shrink up. She said, these people know that you're in beauty school, so it's okay. They're willing to take the risk because they know that, you know, you're learning. I was like, wow, who knew? I said, I was so embarrassed. She was like, now finish this lady's hair and let's keep on going. And so they gave the lady a little gift certificate to come back and get her hair done again and, you know, for free and all this kind of stuff. And I was just like, oh, my God. I said, didn't even know that all of this was building me up, building my character to get me ready for the real test that I was about to, you know, the journey that I was about to partake in. So everybody along your path, you have to know that it's some form of an angel, some form of a teacher. So it was just an incredible journey getting to this point because I never thought about doing hair, didn't want to be a hairstylist. Knocked that 12-month course out in 9 months when I graduated and still 30 years later went back to the beauty school. Mr. Goins said, I always talk about you. I tell all my students about Kim Berry, that Kim Berry is a celebrity hairstylist. Matter of fact, our school is one of the highest ones that has most of the celebrity hairstylists. Candida Farmer, Candida is a celebrity hairstylist. Everyone knows her in California. Pam Farmer, celebrity makeup artist. Kim Liu is another celebrity makeup artist who graduated from our school. So we produce some of the biggest.
Apparently.
Yes, makeup and hair artists that work in the industry to this date in California. Like, it was just amazing how they all led a part in my journey. And it's just amazing. When I look back on it, I thank God. I don't take nothing for granted, and I bless God for every part of my journey.
Absolutely. I love everything that you have said. And I have to tell you, I got to go back to one part which just cracks me up. I can't wait to, just to remind everybody better. But it reminds me so much. I love your journey, and we have so much in common. But I think this is every black mama who says,
yeah.
You can't, because I swear to you, it's the same story. I had grown up thinking that I'm going to just lay in the house when I graduated high school and thinking I'm just going to sit around the house, you know, and I don't have to go to school now, so great.
Right.
Man, my mama, she told me you're going to get a job or go to school or get out,
right.
Literally
That's
in
right.
that order. And so
that's
when you,
right.
I said, oh, my God, you brought back memory. So I'm sure that's every black mama in
yes.
America. We don't play that stuff. We
no,
really
mama don't.
No,
don't play that.
Not
mama
at all.
Yes.
And especially from North Carolina. Anybody from North
right.
Carolina, ain't nobody playing that kind of thing. Now, let
that's
me
right.
tell you, I love this. I love the story. You are just amazing. If you're just tuning in, I better bring everybody up to speed. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. This is a very, very special interview this morning with none other than I'm calling you the superstar celebrity hairstylist, Ms. Kim Berry. Again, we're welcoming you to the show. She's also the author of Diamonds and Curls, and that's Curls with a Z. So when you guys are out there Googling it or going on to Amazon or picking up the book, definitely you want to search it correctly. So tell us about this amazing book. Now, I've seen some of the things online. Tell us about Diamonds and Curls.
Yes, Diamonds and Curls is my memoirs, 29 years rolling with rock royalty. That's my book. Working for one of the most iconic stars in the world. Like, you know, I tell everybody this little girl from the hood did good, you know. It was just amazing of how basically our lives were so intertwined, he and I together. We literally grew up together. And because most marriages, like I said, I outdid both of his marriages. He was only married for 4 years apiece, and I outlived his lawyers, his doctors, his wives. You know, I was there when his mother died, when his father died, when his baby died. I was there for some of the most intricate highs and some of the worst lows of his life. And God chose me to walk alongside this man, you know. So I'm telling intimate stories of literally how I, you know, was there. Some of the stories were just, it was just he and I, like, you know, and how we laughed together, how we prayed together, how we bagged on each other's mamas together. Like, it was just the most incredible journey. So I'm not telling the stories about, you know, book sales and, you know, concerts and all that. There's enough of those books out there. I'm telling the more intimate side. Nothing scandalous, nothing salacious. Just literally our everyday life of how I walked alongside, you know, one of the most, like I said, biggest names of our time, that he literally created the soundtrack to our lives, you know. And I'm telling the intimate stories, the part that people would never get a glimpse of unless, you know, I pulled the curtain back. One of my hashtags is behind the purple curtain, and showing people what life was like on an everyday journey with this man.
Now, did I uncover somewhere that you were not necessarily a Prince fan at first, you know, before you started working with him in that way? You were aware of him and his music, but you weren't necessarily like the number one fan. So
nope.
How did that happen, or how did it come about, and did that change along the way?
Well, hanging around him, you have to become a fan. He teaches you what real music is.
Yes.
I had knew his popular things, Little Red Corvette, Kiss. I remember watching Kiss on a video, just watching it, and I was
you
just
knew
staring.
The 80s.
Yes. So yeah. I knew of him, but I, like I said, never thought that I would wind up working with him. I wasn't a fan, and so I think that's another reason what kept me around so long, because I wasn't so geeked out and tripping off of him when I got around him. Oh. It was a job for me to do. I showed up, like one of the fans said on my page yesterday, I would have just kissed him, you know, and I said, and you would have just been fired. So, you know what I mean? So I didn't fan out over him. I wasn't geeked out. I showed up every day. I did what I was supposed to do. I tell people all throughout the book that I served him as if he was God himself, you know, because everything that I do, my mother had already instilled in me, you do it with excellence, you know, and whether it be the trash man or the biggest man on the totem pole, you serve everybody with respect. And you do it with excellence, and so it was nothing for me to show up every day. Like it was a blur. It went by in a blur, because it was just what I did every day. I served this man. I was with him sometimes 6 months out of the year, gone away from my family. I miss holidays. I miss, you know, big things. Even, you know, I was telling some people, my daughter's first steps, once my daughter was born, I missed my daughter's first steps being on the road with Prince. I came home off the road. My mother said, I have a surprise for you. And my daughter came walking across the floor. I was like, no, like I missed my daughter's first steps. You know, so you miss some big things in life at home. But, you know, family was able to enjoy some beautiful things. They were able to travel the world with me sometime, my mom and my daughter. And you know, but they had some beautiful Christmas and holidays because of Prince, you know. So, I said, so it was awesome. The exchange was well worth it, you know, the exchange. So a lot of my friends were like, oh, if I were you, I wouldn't take, because Prince talked crazy to you and expect you to be there in the morning. I wouldn't take this off of him. And, you know, I wouldn't let him say that to me. I said, okay, let me see now. You at home on your mama's couch, and I'm in Switzerland in one of the most beautiful hotels in the world. So don't tell me what you won't take off somebody, because I said, you'll do what you got to do to get the job done. So those, all those stories will be. So right now, Volume 1 is out now, and I'm actually going to re-release Volume 1 April 22nd of next year.
I'm looking forward
to adding some new stories to the book, and then what I'm doing is 10-year chronicles at a time. So I'm doing Volume 2 and Volume 3. So the fans have looking forward. So they're already chomping at the bit and asking, when's the next book coming out? Because I ended every book on a cliffhanger. So each one will end. So, you know, back in the day when we had Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boy Mysteries,
yes.
the book will be like that. And so each book will end on a cliffhanger leading you to the next book. Instead of doing, you know, this big, thick Bible-type book, it's like putting 30 years in one book. I didn't want to do that to the fans. I didn't want to bore them. So there's pictures in the book, behind-the-scenes pictures. There's, like I said, stories. There's also, they always ask me, like, well, what products did you use on Prince's hair? And what type of makeup did he use? And what type of soap? So I have what's called the endorphin. What Prince had a song called the endorphin machine. And so in each part of the book, there's a small section, and there's cartoons that are drawn by Mr. Gary, and then there's another brother who's an artist. His name is, oh my God, just because I'm trying to tell you, oh, his name escapes me. Anyway, there's an artist who illustrated the book, and that I'm going to tell you his name in just a few minutes.
The
brother's name is Moiselle. His name is Moiselle.
Oh, Moiselle, okay.
So, yes, he did these beautiful illustrations in the book. So the book is beautifully designed. And so we have the artist pictures by Moiselle. Then there's the cartoon characters that of my hairstyles all over the world. So Gary lent his expertise to the book as well. So both of those brothers, I appreciate them so much. In each part of the book, the endorphin pages are different anecdotes of, you know, things that I've shared with Prince, different hair products that I've used on him. And speaking of hair products, before Prince passed away, we were coming up with a product line, which I'm definitely going to produce. I'm bringing it to manifestation. It'll be coming out real soon. So we have a hair product line that's inspired by Prince. The fans are going to love it. It's going to be beautiful. The packaging is amazing, and I can't wait to get it to the masses. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I can't wait, because you're going to come right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show to tell everybody all about that. We're so happy for you. Well, listen,
Kim,
I want to, absolutely. Well, I also want to find out, you know, some of the actual stylings and things like that. Now, did you go with him, like, during concerts and literally work at the concerts, or were you mainly just at the house on that before he left the house, or how did all that work?
Well, when I first started, it was the early, I graduated after high school and then beauty school.
Wow.
I only did stuff when he came to L.A. But as things progressed, I literally became his everyday stylist. So I traveled like I was his right hand. Like, Prince didn't go anywhere without his hairstylist and his bodyguard, like I said before. So I was everywhere with him, every concert. Like, people ask me to this day, were you there at this party? I was at every after party. I was at every concert. I was at every – so for 29 years, if you could imagine, literally all over the world, wherever Prince was, Kim was somewhere in the background.
Wow. Now, we're just trying to wrap our brain around that, because you're talking about being a young person and literally seeing the world. Now, what about some of the other celebrities? Did you was Prince your only client during that period, or did you also do some other hits?
No, thank God. Over the years, I was able to work on, when I would come back to Los Angeles, I had the opportunity. I was good friends with Cat Williams' manager. Cat Williams has been a client of mine for the last 10 years. I just did a movie with him called 2 Minutes of Fame. It was the most hilarious event of my life. There were so many comedians: Sinbad, George Wallace, Lunell, Red Grant,
wow,
Jay Farrow, you name it. They were on set. We laughed all week. It was the most hilarious thing that I have ever done. Meet the Blacks, did hair with Kat. Every one of his comedy shows that you've seen in the last 10 years. That's all Kim Berry's hairstyles on Cat Williams. So DJ Quick is a client of mine. Wendy Raquel Robinson, Loretta Devine, Tamara Mari. God has just really been in the blessing business. I have been able to touch some of the most beautiful celebrities, and it's been a great journey. It's just been amazing, and I'm looking forward to what God is you know, going to do next. So still working on photo shoots and videos to this day. So I'm still rolling in the industry. Because people are like, well, what are you going to do now? Like, I was just going to crawl in a hole and die. No, when I met Prince, I was doing hair. When I die, I'm going to be doing hair. So I'm still rolling. I'm like, I tell people, don't, you ain't seen the end of me yet. So don't count me out. God ain't finished with me yet. So I'm looking forward to what God is about to do. So like I said, I have the product line coming out, the hair extension line that's going to be coming out. I'm up to some big things. God is doing it, and I'm excited about what he's about to do.
Well, I see that you're on the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we know that you're on to big things, and we love it. What I cannot wait to get into, and this is a great time to talk about this, we're excited. We're excited to have you, because we're going to be exploring having you to come back and give us a full series on this amazing life. And I want to say it's based on Diamonds and Curls, which is your amazing book. Again, Curls is spelled with a Z. So when you Google it out there, and Kim Berry is an amazing author out there with this telling and retelling of the stories of her life with Prince for 29 years. That's a long time. So, yes, you talked about some of the different changes along the way, not so much changes, but some of the different experiences along the way that you had an opportunity to have a front row seat, literally, could have been a concert seat, but literally a front row seat to this man's extraordinary life. Was there any part of it that really kind of, that you were kind of surprised, you didn't expect Mr. Prince to be that way, you know? So some kind of, you might have gone and thinking he was one way, and then come to find out he was totally different, and maybe in a pleasant way. So anything you want to kind of share with us about any kind of thing like that?
Well, like I said, he was a practical joker.
Really?
He played jokes on people all the time. if you go back to the Morris Day times, they literally kidnapped some of the band members and came out on the stage and played for Morris. Like, if you read, I tell everybody, if you read everybody's stories, if you lined all our books up, you know, year, you'll find out who the man Prince really was. Because one thing about it, he was consistent. He had his, I call it, you know, asshole moments. He was mean to you. He had his moments where he was loving. He had his moments where he was hilarious. He had his moments where, you know, it was just an awesome experience all the way around.
He felt like he was an all-around person to me.
Absolutely. Most people, you know, they want to make it like, oh, he floated on a cloud and, you know, he pooted purple dust. No, he was a human being. He was a man. That's what I'm telling about in my book, is the humanity side of Prince, that he was a man, that he laughed, that he cried, that he desired certain things, that he longed for certain things, that he, you know, just like all of us, he put his pants on one leg at a time. And so people want to be like, oh, he's this mystic god. No, he was a human being. And he hurt, he laughed, he cried, he was human. And that's what I love about it. I'm trying to think of one moment the Dave Chappelle moment, when Dave Chappelle talked about the shirts and the blouses. That story was absolutely true. Now, mind you, we were all sitting in the kitchen in Paisley Park, and so they had just got through, you know, having a recording session in the studio, so the band members, everybody in there, that was our normal thing, everybody hanging out in the kitchen, laughing and talking and eating lunch. And so then on comes the Dave Chappelle show. And so they do the shirts and the blouses. Now, mind you, everybody in the room is cracking up laughing. And so they're laughing because Prince is the butt of the joke. And so this is a true story that really happened. Charlie Murphy and all the crew came and played basketball against Prince. Inside Paisley Park, there's a full basketball court. Most people don't know that Prince was a basketball superstar in high school.
Wow.
And literally would go out and ball you crazy in his six-inch heels. Do you hear me?
Wow.
Like the boy did not play. He could play some basketball. So anybody that came in Paisley Park was getting challenged to basketball, ping pong, whatever he could whoop you at, you was going to get challenged at it. And so he had a full ping pong table set up in Paisley. It was awesome all the time. And so the show came on, and I was just cracking up laughing, and he's looking at me like, "That's funny to you, Kim?" I said, "Oh, let me straighten up. No, sir, that's not funny." I said, "But come on now, you know that's funny." And we laughed at Prince so hard that day, but it was just so amazing because we all knew it was true, that it really did happen. And so so it was just awesome to just be around him, you know. And when he would laugh at you, if we was having a bag session and he'd be bagging on people's mamas, him and the guys in the band would be going back and forth. He would read jokes, like books on your mama jokes. So he would clown them. He was just hilarious. And so it was funny, especially if he bagged on you and it was funny, he was going to laugh from his gut, like he would scream. Like, it was just so funny. But when it was, he was the butt of the joke. You know, he'd look at you sideways. "That's funny to you, Kim?" I'm like, "Oh, no, sir, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you." He's like, "I'm not laughing, Kim." And I was just like, "Yeah, then you know this funny." I said, so he was just a real dude. And it was just amazing just to be around him, you know. And I just love it. I just love that I had the opportunity to walk alongside that man. It was so amazing.
Kim, I have to take you to this part. What do you miss most about Prince?
I really got to say his laugh. That voice, everybody was like, you know, did he talk really deep? No, well, yeah, he did. But he had the whisper, you know, especially if somebody was around that he didn't know who was in the room, he would come up behind me and whisper in my ear, "Who's that to your left?" And who's that? I'd be like, "Okay, that's your lighting director. You don't know who that is." Like, it's so many people on tour, you don't know who it is. But, you know, I missed that laugh, the joy that he carried in his heart. Always joking around, just being a all-around funny dude, that laugh. I think more than anything, I'm going to miss that laugh. And the funny faces that he would make, the smirks and the side eyes and the, you know, if somebody was in the room, oh, my God, like him and I would communicate literally by eyeballs. Like, "Do you see this fool? Like, do you see what's happening? Do you, you know," and it would be so funny, like the little things that we created over the years, you know. Him and Maite had a sign language, you know, that they would speak in. And it was just all kind of stuff that, you know, he created over the years. Everybody in the camp had their own little thing with him, you know, that everybody can speak on. So that's what was just amazing. Like I said, if you line all the books up, you'll literally learn the different parts of Prince and how amazing he was.
Well, we are talking about Diamonds and Curls with a Z. By the amazing celebrity superstar stylist, Miss Kim Berry, the 29-year, you know, hairstylist relationship with Prince, superstar Prince. This has been something that, to me, I think it's kind of unparalleled. I don't think I know of too many folks out there who've been...
Lonely in a world that's so You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Well, thank you, Angela, and good morning, everybody. Welcome mid-show. It's about 7:18 in the morning on Thursday, August 11th of 2022. It's our show number 741. Bringing to the line, Miss Nicole Marie, out of Water Valley. Good morning, Nicole Marie. Happy mid-show.
Good morning, Gary. Yes, happy mid-show to you and to good morning to all of our terrific listeners on this
Thursday. Absolutely. And especially want to give a big, big shout-out to the amazing new fans over at Upscale Magazine Radio. It runs 24/7 around the clock. So you just simply go to upscalemagazineradio.com, and you'll be able to click on the play button, and start listening. Hey, lots to get into as well. We're always happy with what's going on, you know, some of our amazing topics and things like that, and things that we can follow up on this morning. So first, I want to just say this. We started out with Prince, and several of you have asked about that particular interview with Kim Berry out on the West Coast, and I'm listening
awesome
along with everybody
interview
this morning. Was that not nice? I'm
that was
listening
wonderful.
And I
what
think
a career.
I always, yes, what a career, but I always hear something that I've never heard before.
Right.
So that was, I'm listening, and I said, oh. And Kim is talking about the other folks, the other celebrities that she has worked
with. Right, has worked with, yes.
Exactly. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, okay, it must be a small world because I have interviewed other celebrities, other people who have worked with the same celebrities that
she
mentioned. So I said, well, the world must be getting smaller. And one of those was the incredible, she named Wendy Raquel Robinson. You guys know her. She's from the Steve Harvey Show, the comedy show back in the day, and she played the principal.
Yes, I remember.
She was his love interest. Well,
I remember that.
Yeah, well, scan ahead. It's the middle of the night. Last night, and I just couldn't sleep. It's just, you know, up and down, you know, the feeling sometimes.
Right.
When you hit 35.
I had those nights sometimes.
So, yes, well, I had that night. And so I'm, what do they call it, scrolling on the internet through my cell phone. And I'm like, okay, I don't have to get up for the Hair Radio Morning Show for a couple of hours. Let me just see what's on the internet. And I'm scrolling, and who do I come across but one of my dear friends who had posted about the late playwright, Shelley Garrett.
Yes,
he's the one
who
wrote the Beauty Shop plays, the late Shelley Garrett. He's passed away.
Right.
It was his birthday, and my friend gave him a shout-out, you know, in heaven. And so and so I was moved by that, and of course I commented, you know, I forgot Shelley was a Leo, you know, and then, and I got a shout out to his wife Doris, who has also been on our show. Just really, really nice people, and that's all. And so I was thinking in the middle of, so when I'm listening to Kim and she mentions Wendy, and I thought to myself, oh, Wendy Raquel Robinson, she was also the first, Shelley was the first person to give her really her break on one of his plays.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So is that not a full circle?
It is. I always say it's a small world, small world. Like
it's
you
a small
say,
world.
Small circle, that's
Exactly. When you, and so a lot of times when I listen back to some of these interviews, I always hear something different or new or, you know, so I love hearing
and
them. And especially
and something that really, that's, Right. Something that stuck out with me is, like, a lot of time, like, with celebrities, like, when you don't have, like, of course, she had firsthand knowledge of back behind the scenes of everything. But to the average person that doesn't have that contact, we see these, whether they're the singer or a ball player or whatever the celebrity is, and we have this notion of how they, you know, probably are, how they, you know, behind the scenes with their family, or we see them on the basketball court or doing whatever it is, whatever they do, the singer, whatever. But I just thought it was so interesting because she was back behind the scenes, and she talked about him being, you know, he was human. People had
exactly
this view of Prince and the way they, you know, perceived him. And like she said, you know, he was hilarious. He was a practical joker. He could be mean. He could be loving. But that's all
I
part of being human.
I believe he was all of that. Exactly, because
yes,
I can certainly raise my hand. Yeah, he's
we're
a
all like that.
Multi-dimensional.
You know, we all have our moods, and yes, exactly. Yes.
And so
that's what I just pulled out of it from listening to that this time. It was,
you know,
just that human, the human element of the person
exactly
that he was.
And he was just that. And I don't think I ever saw him in concert. I went to his old concert movie, and that was tough. You know, for me, I'm not really a concert movie type person.
Okay.
But he's a great performer.
Really.
Yeah, Michael, all
I
of those
actually
cats.
Did. I actually did see him in concert. It was like right after I graduated from high school, my cousin and I went to a concert in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we saw Prince.
Okay.
He was fabulous.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Was that
yes,
the Purple Rain
fabulous
tour? We're gonna get her eight. You did not, I'm kidding. No comment. No comment, everybody. That's how you handle that. Trust me, I'm gonna learn firsthand. I should never mention anything about ages. I'm celebrating a big birthday tomorrow.
Yes,
with
are
everybody
yes
right here. Yeah,
Washington
is a big birthday. It's actually a birthday party, a surprise party. It's not no milestone year. Let me just put it that way. I'm not quite that old yet, but it should be fun, and we're going to celebrate
yes
here together on the show.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
looking forward
yeah
to it.
Yeah, great friends, great folks around. You know, so
yeah,
I'm super
celebrating
asked
you.
Right. Well, yeah, and I'll be celebrating the show. So that's how it all works. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So I want to remind everybody, speaking of tomorrow, at about 8 o'clock, so in our spotlight hour, I think we'll probably get everything underway. We're welcoming a couple of folks. It's a young lady. She's written a book. I'm super excited about it. She's only like 11 years old, and she'll be here with her mom.
Yes.
Tomorrow they'll be wishing me happy birthday. We're going to be celebrating. We're going to be talking. She's a licensed cosmetologist as well.
Yes.
The mom, of course, I'm talking about. And so I can't wait to have them on the show and talk
I'm
about
very
being a young
excited
author.
Yes,
and,
have them on.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And so lots of good things to get to. So this morning, you know, just lots of stuff happening. I've been following some of the news stories out there. It's just too much.
There's so much
that's
going on.
Love,
so much, Carrie.
I love the show where you get to just, you know, we started this broadcast this morning with the incredible Vanessa Williams and a song called How the Years Go By, which is one of my favorites. It's just, you know, Vanessa's voice can just slow you down. Especially all those
soothing
classic songs she had. Well, it's very soothing from the 90s. And she had one hit after another. She had a lot of hit records.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I'm always blown away at her story. Yeah, she really did. I mean, we go back. A lot of us remember when she won the crown as the first black Miss America.
Miss America.
Yeah.
She was
and
beautiful.
And she sang a song called Happy Days Are Here Again. And she just has a beautiful, light voice. You know, it's just a great singing voice. Very trained and well, I don't know, just together. So listen, right. I'm happy about what's going on. So, yes, we must. Why don't we get some more music? Well, like I said, we've been playing some great music with Vanessa. We've got some other things by her as well. We want to kind of get on. We had a little bit of, we slipped in a little bit of Prince. Why don't we take a little bit of a break? We'll be right back. We're kind of just getting everything moving along in this middle hour. And I'm real happy. We'll be right back. And Michael will be here. Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, as well as Lou should be here. So we should have a lot to get into and to get cracking this morning. So
wonderful.
Hey,
stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll take a little tiny bit of a little bit of break. We'll be right back. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, we're back live again. It is Thursday morning, August 11th of 2022. And you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, I know you have some things that you wanted to get into on the show.
Yes.
So take it away,
yes,
Nicole
I do,
Marie.
Carrie. This morning, I would like to give a Girl Talk spotlight and congratulate Kelsey Colzer. She is making history as the first black head coach in the NCAA's 115-year history. She got her start playing hockey for Princeton University, getting drafted as the number one pick in the National Women's Hockey League. She played for three seasons. And she's one of the few black women hockey players in obviously a white-dominated sport. And during that time, she constantly felt underrepresented. She is taking on the role as the head coach at Arcadia University, and she is committed to inspiring the next generation of black women hockey players by working as the head coach and also the advisor to the commissioner on diversity, equity, and inclusion for the National Women's Hockey League. So just want to give a salute to Kelsey and the best of luck to her as the first black head coach.
Wow, that says a lot.
Just amazing.
And
yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
So I love
she's
these
again
girls.
Paving the way. Paving
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, which is what I like to hear is out there, and I love the girl power moments that you do on the show. So that
thank
is
you so
really,
much, Carrie.
Yeah, good job on
what
them.
It's about inspiring and encouraging. We have
exactly.
to do it ourselves. Yes,
well,
encourage
yeah,
each
you
other.
Pretty much have to, and so we want to recognize that we're not leaving out my brothers. We're just saying, in addition to all the incredible work in our community, let's recognize everybody. And
exactly.
so, good stuff. Yeah, really good stuff. So, hey, it's time. It's mid-show, literally midpoint of the midpoint. of the show.
Yes, it is.
On the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, it's Thursday, August 11th. We're all live here in 2022. It's our show number seven. Every time I say this, it kind of tires me out a little bit. Show number 741.
41.
No, not
That's
just
amazing.
41. 741.
741.
That's a big difference. Yes. Yeah, that's a big difference. It's time to bring to the line a wonderful contributor every day who kind of makes our lives just smell good and feel good. She's out of Florida, a wonderful place called Jacksonville, Florida. It's my great honor to bring to the line the one and only Blue, the Queen of Candles. Good morning,
yes.
Blue.
Good morning, Blue.
Oh, Marie.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, everyone.
Happy mid-show.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much. Yeah,
now, it's raining up here. Yeah, well, that's what I was about to ask you, because up here in Brooklyn, New York, where I am, it's raining, and I didn't even realize that it was really. Yeah, it's not too pretty outside, and it's my little dog, you know, we just hate it, but that's another story. But people say you need the rain, though. So what about Jacksonville? How is the weather down there today?
It definitely is not. The sun is not out, but it's 79 degrees. And it's going to be a beautiful day. The sun is coming. We had rain last night, apparently. So, you know, it was
apparently
windy. I thought we were going to have rain the rest of the day. But, no, it's going to turn around for us.
Okay. Well,
it's cloudy this morning here, but our rain is coming this afternoon. So.
Well, you're in Water Valley, Mississippi. So you're going to have rain. Yeah, okay. Wow. Okay, but very interesting.
But it's still hot.
Well, I've got an idea for the Queen of Candles, and that is, what about some rain scent? Rain always makes a great name. How's that, Queen of Candles?
Well, I do have a couple of, I do have a few rain scents. I picked a fresh fragrance. I did pick a fresh fragrance for today. I already did that part. And it's called You're Making Me Crazy. Yeah, it's called You're Making Me Crazy. And that was the name.
I need to have that scent every day then. Yeah.
That name was the candle manufacturer that I order my fragrances from. That's what they named it. And I love
and
that.
You're making me crazy.
You're making me crazy.
Wow. And this is the thing. It's not a. You don't actually. Is this where you light the candle, or do you throw it at the person?
It's your choice.
You're making me crazy. Okay.
I'm just a maker and creator, but I'll leave that part up to you. But the Jamaica Me Crazy is a blend of tropical fruits and coconut, and that will transport you to the islands.
Oh, you know what? I need it right now.
I do too.
Wow. I'm almost speechless when you say stuff like this. That's why I love when you come on every day.
It just takes you there.
You take us there and... Let me tell you, by mid-show, we need it. We always have a lot of wonderful things, as you know, on the show, great interviews. We're up early, and by mid-show, we need the scent of the day.
I'm going to come through with it. Absolutely.
You do, and that's what we love. When you're not here, some days we're like, oh, we need a scent of the day. And we do. We really do.
This is a great one for today,
I love
Blue.
Divine energy candles. Yes, I have to say.
To lift all spirits, so that's what my job is for.
She's been working it out. And I've been enjoying my candles. In fact, I think it was Miss Siobhan who's doing a show. We're going to shout her out down in New Jersey, in Western New Jersey today, doing an outdoor event. Well, I don't know about outdoors up in Jersey today because it's a little bit rainy. She's not all that far from us in the city in New York.
So I'm going to have to check in to see. But the reason she comes to mind, because she was like, I got to order me some divine energy candles.
Yeah.
That's what she, yes, everybody is loving all of the candle talk. Everybody knows who Blue is. It's really nice. I'm loving this.
Wonderful.
For you. I really am. It's good stuff and good energy. Energy, well, your energy is your middle name, so we love it here. Now, we were supposed to do the candle of the month. I'm still hoping we can talk about really launching the candle of the month for the entire rest of August and then September, and see if we can get some feedback from our amazing fans and customers of yours to help figure out what's going to be our September candle. And we're going to get it really on the big thing and put that over on our Hair Radio Online community, where everybody seems to have an opinion about your candles. So I'm loving it. Yeah, so good stuff. All right.
Great
well,
feedback.
It's really good stuff. Now, I want to talk a little bit. Before you got on, we had played some wonderful Prince songs and some Prince music. And I have a question of the day for everybody. And then, of course, Michael will be joining in, and I'm hoping he'll be able to weigh in as well. But are you good when your friends, they were ribbing Prince, Dave Chappelle and his wonderful hairstylist, Kim Berry out in California, was telling us all about it. They were teasing Prince playing basketball. Dave Chappelle did this mockery with Prince with the wig on and ruffled white shirts and with long, big high heel shoes playing basketball against the guys. And she was telling us that they were all laughing about it in the kitchen, but Prince wasn't really laughing too much. Do you have a good sense of humor or a bad sense of humor when your friends make fun of you? Do you guys laugh with them, or are you really mad? That's the big question of the day. So, Blue, we'll lead in with you. Queen of the candles in the morning with the scent of the day. You're making me crazy. So, are you easy when your friends make fun of you, tease you when you're, tease you sometimes? Or do you?
Well, I have grown a lot. I have grown a lot in that department because, when I was younger, we all got teased when we were kids, and you didn't really know how to handle and process that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But as an adult, you don't get too many people teasing and picking on you now. At least I don't. But, if it ever happens, I wouldn't. No, I just let it roll off. And, I feel like if somebody is teasing you, they're reflecting. I feel like they're reflecting themselves onto you. So I don't let people even throw that energy at me.
You don't let it go off.
No, don't reflect over here. If you got issues with yourself, keep that with you. Because I'm good over here.
I love it. That's what I'm just about.
I shift that.
Awesome.
I shift that energy
now,
right back over here to them.
I love that. And what about you, Nicole Marie? How are you with, when your friends tease you? Listen, I'm raising my hand. My friends still tease me, literally. But that's because everybody teases me. But I love it. It's endearing for me, so I don't mind. But how about you, Miss Marie in M? Are you good when they tease you and let you have it?
Like Lou said, you're younger, you don't really know how to take it. I was bothered at times. Other times I wasn't bothered. But as I've gotten older now, my family still teases me, That's no problem because it's my family. So, I'm laughing, joking with them as well. But, now I don't really have a lot of people that, really tease me other than my family. And
Your radio family.
Well,
we gonna let
still family,
now
though.
We got you.
I take it in stride. I don't take it personal. I take it in stride
because
my family, and I love my family.
Yeah,
so
and when we say
I just
teasing,
take it all in stride.
Yeah, let me clarify.
Teasing
I don't
is fun.
Mean
teasing is fun.
We mean, I think it's called ribbing or something like that.
Okay.
It's not teasing actually is not a good thing in any circumstances. But lighthearted ribbing. My friends always let me have it. Yes, mm-hmm. goodness grief. Until this day, you don't want to know how they'll sometimes greet me, you know, after I haven't talked to them in a while. Believe me. But
so you don't take any of it personal
time.
Or you don't get upset?
No, not at all. I've been friends with these folks for many years. I don't – listen,
right.
I dish it right on back to them.
Exactly.
Right,
you always have to get
and,
them. You can't let them just get you.
Exactly, and we kind of keep it moving. I don't no,
right.
but to answer your question, I don't take it to heart. I love that they tease me. I think it's a sign of endearment. That's how
it
I
is.
Kind of look at
it
that.
Is.
Yeah, very endearing. We're going to see how Hopkins weighs in on this. You guys have, you know Michael, he's traveled throughout the world. We call him the King of Claims because he's so helpful to the veterans.
Certainly is.
Who are
yeah.
looking to increase their, you know, funds and stuff each month from their active duty days, injuries and things like that. So Hopkins, Michael Hopkins out of, hold up, beautiful Spotsylvania. Virginia. Good morning, Michael. You are on with
Good morning,
Blue.
Michael.
You're on with Nicole Marie. You're on with Kirby Hines. You're on with the fans of Upscale Magazine and, of course, everybody through Upscale Magazine Radio and the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's just about everybody all over the world, literally. Good morning, Hopper Hopkins. Good morning.
Hey, happy midday, mid-show. And
yes.
you had on one of my entertaining favorites, Prince.
Oh,
entertaining
Prince
favorites.
Not, yeah, he's one of, I think, everybody. And that's one of my favorite interviews with Kim Berry. That really
Oh,
is.
Yeah, yeah, Carrie. I really love that one because it, to me, it brings back specific memories of Prince. And there's two
yeah.
very specific memories, Prince, that just stick to my mind, even after 40 some years.
Ooh,
the first memory
Michael,
that I had of
you
Prince.
Bring up all those years.
Those years.
Good.
Hey, those
gosh,
were good. Those
Michael
were good times.
He can
oh,
tell
well,
some years. I gotta give it to you,
yep.
Michael. Oh, boy.
But I gotta go back, Carrie, because the first time I saw Prince was on the Dick Clark Show. Back in
oh,
Philly, back in
man.
About 78, was my first time ever experiencing
uh-huh.
Prince. And I can tell you it was a Saturday. I don't remember the time, but I know it was a Saturday. Dick Clark was on, and he said, here's this new artist, Prince. So I'm looking at him, you know. So it was that I Want to Be Your Lover. It was his first big hit. So I'm looking at Prince. And then Dick Clark, it was his staple. He would always interview the artist because, you know, if you made it to Dick Clark back in that time, you really did something. And the thing that amazed me with Prince, and I can – Kim Berry kind of solidified it for me. To me, he was the type of dude, and just watching the interview, he was a yes-no guy. Clark would go in, ask him a question. He'd go, yes. And then he asked him another question. No. You know how most artists elaborate and they go into this
well,
big explain.
Yeah,
this is Dick
Prince,
Clark.
Yeah, but Prince was just someone who was much more reticent and self, you know, introspective. And, yeah, Kim was talking a lot about all of that. Dick Clark was from Philly, so you must be talking about, like, the American Bandstand.
Right, the American Bandstand, yes.
Yeah.
He just, and
yeah, he was
the
so
other
big
time,
on that.
The other time with Prince, I can tell you exactly where I was. I was in Germany. I was in the military in Germany, and it's when the movie Purple Rain came out.
Yes, Michael. Now, hold it. I do want to ask you for your thoughts on the question of the day. So now, what about the element that we, and I erroneously said teasing, but more so, you know, like jeering from the friends, and this must happen a lot in the military, I would imagine. You guys, you know, this is, I wasn't in the military, but I'm imagining a big room with a whole bunch of beds and all the guys in ribbon, you know, talking to, you know, can't sleep and Is that how it all went down, and you guys are teasing each other? No, that's just...
Oh, that's a staple. That's a staple of being in the Army. If you couldn't take it because somebody, because somebody was joning on you, it was on you.
Oh, that's the word, joning.
I mean, we would just in the motor pool. You're supposed to be working on a truck. And we would have certain names, and they're like military names that you would call people, because in the military there's just certain names. No matter whatever name you say, people know what you're talking about, and they just bust out laughing. Or, you know, sometimes you'd have a private, you know, they're new to the Army, and you would tell them not to do something, and they would obviously, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to do it anyway. And they would do it anyway,
wow.
And then there would be consequences, and we would all sit around the campfire and just laugh. Or we'd laugh at our commander. Sometimes the commander, we had one commander, he went to jump over a barbed wire fence, you know, razor-sharp fence. He wanted to play Rambo. So he went, took off running, went to jump over the fence. He kind of forgot how old he was, and he fell all into the concertina wire. So he was all cut up and everything, had to go on sick call. And every time we all thought about it, we'd be sitting around, and then the first sergeant trying to collect for flowers for him, and everybody's looking at the first sergeant, and the next thing you know, people just bust out laughing.
Well, that was, y'all had a real weird way of laughing at things over there.
Because, you know,
you were having fun, you had to find your fun where you could find it over there.
And it's just like being a veteran.
Yeah,
and, you know, the veteran means we laugh at stuff.
Yeah, of course. No, I get you. Now, listen, I wanted to talk a little bit more because you guys, Blue, don't forget, I want to get your Candle of the Month out there. So did we already choose the Candle of the Month?
I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'll do it Friday. Yeah.
Okay. So this is a tease for everybody. Okay.
Yes,
that's what we
hold on. Hold on till tomorrow.
Yes,
yes, tomorrow Friday
show,
is the day, the reveal day.
Oh, during my birthday, we're going to,
yes, for your birthday,
That's
right.
Sounds like drum roll to me.
Reveal on a special day.
I think we should do a drum roll for the birthday candle. That's right.
Oh, I think so too. We're gonna have a blast.
All those electronic
I've got to tell you. Speaking of folks who hadn't been on the show in a long time, and you guys, if you missed it yesterday, we had an incredible interview. I'm gonna see if I could find it. I really am.
Yeah.
Because she was really great. Yeah, she was a great, she was one of our co-hosts from way back on the show. So it's been a few years since she's even been on the show, a couple of years at least. And she came back, and she just remembered so much. Nicole Marie, you were on with Lisa.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, we had a couple of Nicole calls. So what were your thoughts on her return to the show?
It was amazing. I enjoyed meeting her and talking with her. We actually have a lot in common, we had a lot in common. And it was it was a good time. We had a good time, a great interview. And I love getting to know, you know, her story and what she's doing, opened her new salon. And it was just a great interview, great time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. And Michael had a chance to mix it up with us. And, Michael, you just came in with one zing at the very end of the interview. I'm going to go back and listen to that because I heard you were making fun of Kerry Hines.
Never do that, not me.
Well, I heard everybody just laugh and laugh. I'm like, what are they all laughing about? you got to hear it, Blue. When you get a chance, we're going to play this back on this show, and we're going to dissect it because I heard, and everybody, is that an inside joke?
you know me.
I didn't even know about. You guys cracked me up on this show. It was funny. Really funny stuff. I'm like,
she was just... She was just something else. You know, she had that wit about her. And I love that wit about her because she was just so funny at times. And just listening to how you guys interacted. I just loved it. I loved the way you guys interacted.
Actually, all of us on Together, it was amazing. It really was. The show,
great conversation.
I mean, every day is wonderful. You know, we just have a great team. We have a great staff. We have a great on-air team. I love the on-air team. I do. I think it is fantastic. We have a great show. We are always looking to improve the show, which we are always working on. Different things to bring to the broadcast. That's never going to change. That's always going to be the case. And you guys, and I have to say, even on a day like today here in New York, like I said, it's a little gray outside. You guys are so uplifting. You're so uplifting. Many times, we, you know, it's a little bit of a dredge getting up all early in the morning, and I wake up 2 or 3 in the morning and start work literally at the desk. And then I'll fall back asleep and all kinds of stuff. We're up and down. But what makes it all worth it every day is that I get to mix it up with Blue. I get to mix it up with Hopkins. I get to mix it up with Nicole Marie. I get to welcome back LaSonya Nicole and so many folks. And we got a lot of new people coming. I can't wait for BB to join us.
So excited.
You're going to love BB. She, and that's B, two initials. Yeah, she's really fantastic. She's in the Central Time Zone, like Nicole Marie. She's
all right.
A hairstylist. She is a business person. So all that wonderful good stuff. She's going to really, you're going to get to know her. And as well, Takiya is going
to
be joining us, and her incredible daughter is going to be with
us. Wonderful.
As well. So we've got a lot coming down the pike, and we're going to be also doing some of those deep dive stories that LaSonya spoke about yesterday. And we're going to see if we can get her back as well. You know, here and there to give some contributions or to file some reports on the show. And just always there with great music. And, you know, we've been playing a whole lot of wonderful different songs and just some
great
really great
music.
Stuff. Yeah, I'm very, very excited.
Back down memory lane.
Yeah, taking us back. You know, you kind of need it, too, especially, like I said, on some of these, you know, you just kind of need a little bit of that. I know we've been talking about Friends. We've been honoring Anita Baker this week. We've been honoring Mariah
Vanessa
Carey
Williams.
And, of course, the incredible Vanessa Williams, who's from New York. So I'm real excited about it and just trying to get on some of her wonderful classic songs that I can put on, clean the entire house, and relax with some of those beautiful scented candles from Blue, the wonderful company at Divine Energy Candles. Here's we're going to get this on. This is one of my favorite classics by Miss VW. So I want you guys to take a listen. And we got a lot more to get into this morning. Got a whole hour to go here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Today. It's, again, our show number 741 on this Thursday morning. One more day before, you know, we hit
counting
the big
down,
35.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm counting down the years instead of counting the other way. I'm doing the Benjamin Buttons or whatever his name
is. You're going backwards now, Carrie.
That's okay. For the years, I'm going to count them back. That's all right. any which way but forward for those years. Here we go, folks. More VW, more Vanessa Williams. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Check this out.
Oh, I
everything in a complex. He wanted the salon, the beauty part. He had the newspaper. He had the radio station.
Dr. Willie Morrow's daughter, Cheryl Morrow, smiles that her father rose from poverty to creating a multi-million dollar hair empire.
My dad at one point had about 220 employees.
Born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the son of sharecroppers, Willie Morrow was a self-taught barber and chemist.
I know a lot about black hair, straight hair, curly hair, wavy hair, you name it, I'm a hair guy.
Here's Morrow 6 years ago at 76 years old at the museum exhibit in his honor at the California Center for the Arts Escondido.
I look around the walls here and, oh my goodness, how could one guy do all these different things.
His humble hair beginning started in 1959 in this red velvet barber chair where he cut local black leaders' hair and even Michael Jordan.
And from this chair, it's just, my career just took off.
Morrow traveled around the world in the 1970s, contracted by the Department of Defense to teach and cut hair on military bases and in war zones, where he wrote several books.
He had textbooks and how and pictures and manuals, and he did these a magazine called Curly Cues.
Outside Willie Morrow's iconic Southeast San Diego barbershop on Market Street stood an Afro Pick, the tool he came to invent.
He cut off a comb that he was given a U.S. utility patent for called the Easy Teeth, and then he cut those teeth off and put it on a blow-dry nozzle snout.
You can still buy Willie Morrow's patented hair products on sale today. Morrow manufactured his own hair care line from this Lemon Grove warehouse called the California Curl Company, creating curl milk, curl repair, cream cold wave, and holding spray. Morrow's face featured on his own products, and he was also in Chris Rock's movie Good Hair in 2009.
He was truly not just the barber, but he was the scientist, so he could make up stuff.
Always inventing, Morrow is said to have originated the popular 1980s hairstyle, the Jerry Curl, before its namesake creator, Jerry Redding.
Mr. Morrow's curl version is 8 years before the commercialization one we know as Jerry.
Not stopping there, Morrow made it into media, starting the San Diego Monitor in 1986.
He wanted to give affordable advertising for black businesses.
Cheryl Morrow took over the newspaper.
We did a special edition. We just saved him.
In 1979, Willie Morrow ran San Diego's first black radio station, 92.5, for over a decade before the economy shifted.
It began to decline. I think that's one of my father's regrets. You know, the not being able to carry on black radio.
Cheryl carries on the torch in her father's retirement, managing and storing his hundreds of hair tools and equipment.
Grabbing the hair and turning it and clicking it, click, 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 click.
Cheryl does a podcast called Willie's Barbershop, highlighting her hair hero and a San Diego black hair pioneer.
He goes all in when you have a dream. And that is, to me, the ultimate legacy.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I am so excited to welcome back to the broadcast today our incredible special guest host, guest contributor. You guys know her from Hair Head Heart. Well, I am so excited to just to have her back to talk on this very particular topic that she does. It's really like a series that she does exclusively for us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's her 10 things you should know. So who gets the treatment today? It is a gentleman that we just recently lost. Of course, we're talking about the mega, mega superstar in the way of black hair care, Dr. Willie Morrow. So Mary Reed Johnson, good morning and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely glad to be here. It's always just exciting.
Yeah.
I just appreciate you.
Well, back at you. And we're going to find out all about what's new with you and Hair Head Heart coming up a bit later. So first, Mary Reed Johnson, I've got to jump in. What on earth? Now, listen, I thought I knew just about everything about Dr. Willie Morrow.
And just to tell you quickly, yeah, I had interviewed him like literally decades ago. We're talking over about, well, here's my age going out there, but about 20-something years ago, literally. And his daughter and I have been friends like ever since. Cheryl Morrow is just has been an incredible beacon in my little life, and the fans, you guys have gotten to know her. She's been on the Hair Radio Morning Show many times, and just that her family and what they represent and what she represents, and she's carried the torch. I call her literally hair royalty. You'll always hear that. That's how I refer to her because, to me, Dr. Morrow's the hair king. So real excited. So I can't wait to hear what Mary B. Johnson has put together for us today. So Mary B. Johnson, take it away.
All right. Well, number one, legends never die. So even though he's not physically here with
and
us.
And we're starting at number 10, right, Mary? We're going to count down.
Yes.
So this is number 10. Yes.
In recognition of that, I'm going to say everybody's got to lay hands on CBS Sunday Morning. There was just a small tribute to him, and I think that's important. So look at the July 17th, if you can find it, CBS Sunday Morning, and you'll see a little bit about.
Yeah, you can YouTube the guys out there, so
I think that's always good. So that would be my number 10. But he had a lot of layers, so we're going to chop into some of those layers that Lily represented. And one of them ties into what you mentioned already about his daughter, Cheryl. So one of the things Willie had was a newspaper, and it was called the San Diego Monitor, and he actually ran it for many years, and then his daughter Cheryl took it over. So I think that's another interesting fact about Willie.
Absolutely. In fact, the San Diego Monitor News that Cheryl, that she has taken over that, which has been incredible, and it's a great digital brand. I usually get the digital version online and read. Cheryl herself always has a unique way of looking at things. And she's been able to do some incredible things with this. And she's, I kind of always think of her as kind of almost like the same as, the story with Nat King Cole, and then you got Natalie and her success. That's what Cheryl has always put me in the mind, for lack of a better, different way to say it. But that's what she's always put me in the mind of, just someone who's carried the beacon on, from a very successful dad.
So this is the type of thing, and you don't have to always come from royalty. I'll say fact number 8 would be that he had 2 children, but he came from a fairly large family in by these standards.
Really?
He was one of 8 children.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. And, tied to that.
Was he born out in California?
No, he was from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and his mother and father, I'm going to say that they would be the next one, number 7, they were sharecroppers. And you know what a sharecropper is?
Well, I definitely remember, wasn't the sharecropper the folks who, after slavery ended, maintained the land for people to have, farms and stuff like that? But tell us what your research revealed.
Well, that is exactly. So his parents, he created a legacy and royalty, but he didn't come from that, is what I'm saying. But it doesn't matter. It's like if you are of sound mind and have intent to do better for the world around you, then you can. He didn't let anything stop him.
Wow. Well, I'm just Yeah, I'm impressed with that. I really am. And to, you know, I have to say, to hear so many incredible folks in the hair and beauty industry talk so lovingly of Dr. Morrow's commitment to the hair and beauty industry and what he has done for so many. I'm raising my hand as well. He's always been someone that I have modeled my career and life after as well. And everybody I know, we all, you know, look up to Dr. Morrow, you know, everybody I know in the hair business. So this has been, yeah, it's really big. So thank you, Mary, for doing this. This helps us to put his life into perspective. And we wanted to do that as a very special tribute on our broadcast.
Yes, like a lot of people didn't know about the magazine or the newspaper.
Right.
They didn't know where he came from. But I bet you they definitely didn't know number, I think we were at seven.
Number seven.
Or six. I've lost count already.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Okay.
We'll give a bonus.
But this is a bonus. It might be extra. But he also wrote several books. He had at least about a dozen books.
Wow. Now, are these books out there on the internet or through?
Some of them still are. Yep, some of them still are. There was one that he wrote that had to do with how to cut hair, you know, Afro hair, when you know, from the time he was in the military, or he helped the military.
He did a book about that. I didn't know.
Yep, it was a manual on how to properly cut textured African American hair. That one I think you could still find. Let me look up the title. The title was The Principles of Cutting and Styling Negro Hair.
Ooh, okay.
So cute. So that was mainly for military people on military bases and in combat zones. So can you imagine?
Wow. Yes. I heard he was contracted by the Department of Defense to do just that, to teach and educate them. And I know Michael Hopkins from the Vet Talk Show has talked about it as well on his broadcast. This is really incredible for me to know. I love everything about Dr. Morrow, every detail. This is, I just, you know, I see myself in you know, I see glimpses of the work that I attempt to do. If it somehow can just, you know, even be measured to some degree in some kind of, you know, remote comparison, I'm just impressed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, you can start from anywhere. Because even though he got a contract with the Department of Defense, like you mentioned, he was initially, as far as a barber, he was self-taught. So that is another fact that people don't know.
Now, that I didn't know.
Yep.
Really?
Yes. So he self-taught and then, you know, grew whatever. I don't know. I haven't found a clear answer on when he decided to get formal training, but I'm not even sure even by the time
he might have been grandfathered in, you know, how they grandfathered a lot of the folks who were out there for so long when they started regulating it more, you know, on.
Well, I could get that, but it's like, how in the world do you get a government contract? People, you know, spend years trying to get a government contract.
That's what I was about to say. And back in the day, now it's even more prevalent to some degree. But but back in the day, you know, when nobody's even seen, I love Dr. Morrow's story because it reminds me so much, you know, when, you know, we don't sleep. Those of us who are really on our grind about the hair and beauty industry and business, you know, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, we don't sleep. We're always on it. And
that's official.
So,
I know with you. Oh, my goodness.
You know, you're very kind. And we are looking for those nooks and crannies that, And really, it's to help folks, and it's and so I get it that he was doing something way before other folks even had a morsel of an idea of, you know, he was on to 50 other things. It's
right?
Incredible. Yeah. What so, he reminds me of, like, the Ben Franklin of, you know, not the, you know, I know Ben Franklin, you know, there's a controversial thing about slaves and all this stuff and all this other stuff, but he was an inventor and had so many different ideas and spread his knowledge. So by that, I, you know.
Yeah, they didn't allow themselves to be put into a box and stay there.
No, not at all.
So multidimensional is definitely the way. So we got the newspaper. Yeah. We've got the self-teaching and government contracting. We've got a book written, right?
Yes.
You know that he also had arts exhibits?
What?
Yes.
Really?
So his main one was one called, yes, it was called Textures, the History of Black Hair. And one of the places it was at Kent State University. So even at university level, he was recognized for doing his thing.
Yeah.
I would say we're probably around number five, but I mean he didn't have a box. I think I could do that too, and
exactly.
He did.
And you know what? That's the thing about why, you know, the African American community, we take hair so literally. It's much more than something that's cosmetic for us. It is cultural. It is community. It means so much more. It kind of relates us, connects us all, if you will. And it's just something that we really bond over, pardon the pun there. So I'm just so grateful to all that he has accomplished. So, Mary, thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
he wasn't selfish.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't selfish. Nope. He kind of spread his ideas around in different ways. And actually, you two, when I get towards number two and number one, you guys have even more in common than you know, I think.
Wow. Now that's a super teaser. I can't wait till you get down there. Wow.
Yes.
All right.
So we talked. Okay. He had. The book, he had the newspaper, he had government contract, he got on the university with his art show, right? Is this really sounding like you, right? He also had a product that he's tied to. A lot of people thought he invented the Jerry Curl, but he was dabbling with some stuff. But he did make it popular. And
yes,
how
well, this is what I heard about that too, Mary. You're right about the Jerry Curl. So you say he did make it popular. He popularized the curl back in the day.
Yes. So what happened was he was, you know, dabbling with different products and things like his daughter does, to my understanding as well.
Yeah, like Cheryl.
And and so he sold his experiment to Jerry Redding. So
right,
Jerry
right.
Redding, if you've heard of Redken, Nexus, and you know that family, he tweaked it.
And
then
the name Jerry.
Yes.
Jerry
so I used to wonder what was the difference between like a California Curl and a Jerry Curl or a Wave Nouveau and you know some of those others. The California Curl, which I thought was superior, was actually his formulation.
Right, his thing, exactly. And we remember that they had the two. Oh, I wasn't supposed to be that old. But
I might be older than you. I'm not sure, but we're both
here.
Young in spirit. So
we're young in spirit. But I'll tell you something. And to know that our world would match up again or meet up about this and talking about the curls, you know, and even Cheryl had created something with the Curl Academy and that she would talk about on one of our shows. So I'm loving this whole story today, and I've got to just take a moment to say, first, it is incredible, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say my very, very special guest co-host today, you guys know her, Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. So, Mary, let's take a moment to chat about Mary. Okay, so first, Mary, thank you again for doing this incredible job, and we'll continue the countdown in just a moment. But what on, you know, for the folks that are just finding out about Mary today, this is their first time hearing about Hair Head Heart. What can you tell everybody that so all the fans will know what Hair Head Heart is all about, Mary?
Well, it is all of those things from the top down, your hair to your head to your heart, all the things that might affect it. And, for example, like safety for service hair care providers or things related to industrial hygiene. So how can they extend their careers just by being more knowledgeable about, you know, these types of things? So I have a book that is in process and trying to get the last little leggings of that tied up. But in the meantime, I might put out the second book before I put out the first one, just in a different format, yes. But it's about salon safety, so that's my bend right now.
Well, you're going to come here and talk about it, I hope, to
all
the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And over at the Upscale Magazine Radio Network, I would just love it. We want to hear more from Mary Reed Johnson.
All right.
It's
coming.
All right. Well, listen, Mary, I want to get back to this amazing countdown. Now, again, if you're just tuning in, Mary joins us from time to time with, and it's always the 10 things that you should know. And so today, who gets the treatment but a gentleman who we just recently lost, mega star in the world of black hair care, a hair scientist, if you will, a hair educator, an entrepreneur. We're talking, of course, about the one and only Dr. Willie L. Morrow. And you guys know him well. His daughter's been with us. And I can't even, Cheryl, I don't even know how many times to say Cheryl has been on this show. She's a legend in her own right, and rightfully so. So we are going to continue this conversation this morning with Mary Lee Johnson, on the incredible Willie L. Morrow. Mary,
well,
take it away.
Well, my number three fact about Willie, it ties to his books, which he talked about. He had several. But the one that just, like, put him off the map was 400 years without a comb.
Yes, it did.
Yes, and my favorite line that I still use in my practice today is, I'm pretty sure it came from that book, and it is something about when our ancestors came here, they weren't allowed to pack first. And he talks about, you know, rediscovering this rich history and you know, why he felt compelled to, or we as a people, felt the need to find alternatives. And it's not that we're, you know, odd and obsessed on hair or that we're shallow. It's that we needed to find out what was similar that we could use over here that we used to use, you know, before we came over. And so I thought that was just
eye-opening. Well, speaking of 400 years without a comb, that is, which was made into a documentary. And that's, you guys can find it on YouTube out there and watch it. And I encourage you to do so. It's the real story. But what amazes me is that's how I got to discover Dr. Morrow. I remember about this and had a chance to talk with him about this documentary so many years ago. And this was long before it became in vogue for everybody to have a documentary.
Right?
It really was. He was, Dr. Morrow was way ahead of his time. Just ahead of his time. Just a smart man who knew how to innovate and educate and inform. How to, you know, support
community
and culture.
Yep. Very productive. And yeah, just an amazing human.
Absolutely.
Related to that, though, because you are also, I know you think I'm just shining the apple, but for real, you are also an innovator.
We're not going to give number one yet. We're
no, no, I'm only on number two. I got
you on number two. Okay. Here we go, number two. And Mary, did you? Well, if I could even be mentioned in remotely in the same breath, I'm honored. What a great honor.
Really? He also operated radio stations.
Yes,
so he had a newspaper.
Yes.
He had a newspaper. He had an art traveling show or two. He had, several books. He, brought back the Afro pick, all kinds of things. And he popularized the Jerry Curl.
Yeah.
But
well,
on top of those things, he had a radio station.
That's right.
So,
I did hear about that. An FM station, I heard. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what you two.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know what?
You two have that in common.
That is a big thing. He was hair radio first.
Who knew?
We tip our hat to this incredible man. And I remember even myself being out in L.A. when I lived out in California. And Stevie Wonder owned a station out there, too. I wonder whatever happened to that. But, yeah, so many of these, because I'll tell you, especially from that generation, And Cheryl talks about this even on one of her appearances on our show. She mentions that all of these great generational gentlemen from the hair and beauty world, it was important that they put their funds and monies into a way to, communicate with everybody and to get the word out about different things. It was one of the first things that everybody did, pretty much from that generation. So whether it was a magazine or a newspaper or a radio show, it was done.
Well, it certainly worked because he wasn't broke, to my understanding. So.
No, I've heard that. And we're going to, one of these days we'll get Cheryl Morrow. You guys can, of course, keep tuning it into the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll get her on at some point to bring us up to speed and kind of to respond to some of these wonderful countdown items today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Mary, please kindly do a review just from number 10 to number 2.
All righty. One thing, he was recognized on July 17th. On the CBS Morning Show as a barber who popularized the Afro pick.
Yes, you guys can YouTube that out there. Yeah.
Yep.
Nine. Really good stuff.
Yes. Nine is about his actually, because the line was that legends never die, but they are born. So he was born October 9th, 1939. Eight. Let's see. His parents were sharecroppers.
Wow.
Seven.
Amazing.
He was a self-taught barber in San Diego.
Yeah.
Three. Six. He has about a dozen books, but one more popular than the other. Well, there were several that are popular. One of them being one based on how to cut Afro hair in the military, and related to that, number 5, I believe it is, he had government contracts, defense contract, right?
Exactly, early on,
Yes, number 4, I believe, it was an exhibit. He had an exhibit, an art exhibit that toured the country.
Exactly. And
one of the places, was Kent State, and that was Textures, the History of Black Hair.
Yeah, wow.
Three, he was the one who sold and popularized a product that became really stellar, the Jerry Curl.
California, that's right.
Yep. Yep. He had California Curl, and then he sold it to Jerry Redding. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And so the Jerry was spelled, I think, J-H-E-R-I.
Yes. So that was how Jerry Redding spelled his name. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah.
Number four was his most popular book was 400 Years Without a Comb.
Okay.
And, you know, some of the historical information and how he presented it was amazing. And he did have some co-writers, but this is about him today. So
it
was a wonderful, wonderful piece of literature. Yep.
Yes.
That might have been three. And then he was also a radio station. He operated a radio station, like Carrie. Yes.
Well,
Number two, I may have my numbers off, Gary.
I think you covered number 10 through two. But to tell everybody.
But
yes,
I've got number one. You've got to have number one.
Yes,
and that completes.
Right. But we got to give you the drum roll, everybody.
Okay.
And again, what you want to do is, you know, read for yourself, you know, take a moment to Google Dr. Willie Morrow, tune in to the Hair Radio Morning Show, visit our online community at HAIRadio.com. We're going to put Mary's Countdown there and so much more information that you can read and listen to and watch at HAIRadio.com. You can become a member. It's free to sign up. Or go to HRmember.com, HRmember without the S. Go to HRmember.com and register for a free membership to our online community. We're going to put a whole lot more information on Dr. Willie Morrow there. Okay, Mary Reed Johnson, we're ready for the number one thing we should know about Dr. Willie L. Morrow. Take it away.
Well, aside from the many other categories that he represented, he also had three patents that people wouldn't have known that he would be recognized for. But I'll just tell you a short version of them. One, he actually ended up getting a patent for the Afro comb in 1976.
Right.
Two, he got a patent in 1980 for a double twist hair roller. And the third patent he got most recently was for a hair straightening nozzle that you put on a blow dryer.
Oh,
and that
was in 2000. That's the one that I remember, that did real well, which is still out there on the internet, an Amazon, all that stuff. I've seen it. That's how I got to, when I got to know him, I remember that the blow dry nozzle that he was really known for. And this was a while ago, too. But, yeah, it's been out there. He's sold a whole bunch of everything he's done. Just such a smart man. And
I'm
impressed.
So he, you know, definitely an inspiration, a modern-day inspiration, I hope, for everyone. It's like if you think it, try it, do it. It, you know, why not?
I agree.
Willie Morrow said we could.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea, Mary, that we are continuing his legacy.
Absolutely.
And that Cheryl Morrow, it represents that. His family represents it. We want to, of course, extend our heartfelt appreciation to all that they have done to contribute to our community and the world of black hair. So,
yes. And
Mary Reed Johnson.
Can I throw in one more thing?
Sure.
You know, this man was still married to the same woman of 56 years.
He really was a stand-up man and just a great person. And there's so many. Let me just say that there are many, many black men who are in the same vein as Dr. Willie Morrow, and we don't hear of it. It's not popularized on television.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in vogue to talk about. It's usually what you guys know about the media and the general media we're talking about. And so we're not always painted in the right scope or looked at in the way that we should be. But we can look to the incredible work of Dr. Morrow. And so today, Mary Reed Johnson helped to peel back a little bit of this incredible man and with her 10 things that you should know. Mary, thank you again. Hair, head, heart. Check it out, everybody. Mary Reed Johnson,
always a pleasure.
Job. All right. Okay. Outstanding. All right, folks. Keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk,
on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that.
Just run.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I'm actually on location in downtown Brooklyn. We're talking about New York City, and I'm so excited. Typically, you guys know I'm in the studio, and we are just kind of broadcasting from an enclosed kind of edifice, if you will. Well, today, I'm so excited because as a bonus, we are able to reunite with the one and only Mr. Lonel Williams, who has decided to make an appearance. Lonel, I have to say this. So being out here in New York, what on earth comes to mind now? Because you really are, you're back in the city. So what is this like?
I am loving being back here. The first thing that comes to mind is allergy medication, because if I even sound a little nasally, I love being outdoors, but my allergies are just like going nuts. But there's no place like New York. Just the energy, the sun is shining, the vibrance, the diversity. I love all things New York City, even the bad stuff about it. I just love
which we don't, we never hear anything about that.
Never, never. I haven't seen a rat in the subway yet.
Exactly.
I guess I have to go back on the subway, but yeah, we'll see. No, but I absolutely love being in the city. I just love it.
Well, I got to say, because we are here in, what's the name of this park again?
This is Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn. I can't believe you don't know where this is, but okay.
No.
Yeah, Fort Greene Park, Brooklyn.
Green.
We're in the United States, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, I heard that. Well, you know what? It's true. It's true. Because I guess I'm always inside the studio. Rarely do we get an opportunity to go outside, which is why I really jumped at the chance today to come out and be able to tape and certainly to catch up with Mr. Lonel Williams, who goes so far back, go way, way, way back, and to see what's new and be out amongst the people, literally. And I'm going to put a lot of these pictures onto our fan page at hairradio.com. So you'll be able to go there. I'll post some wonderful little things here with Lonel and all this kind of stuff. So Lonel, so here in New York, give the folks a sense of, like, what you're here with some, you've got some plans. Anything at all you can share with the fans of the, we're going to put them on the spot, folks. Anything you can share with the fans of Hair Radio?
You know, I don't...
you don't kiss and tell.
I don't have any exclusives that I can offer you at this time, but I can just say follow 3OWTV, 3OWTV.com, and any updates or first releases, you know, I'll let you know. But this time, this particular visit for me is really just about enjoyment and catching up with friends. I don't really have... well, I've got a couple of things, actually, a couple of work things, but they're kind of tied into joy. You know, I try to walk that line. If I don't enjoy doing it, then why bother?
Exactly.
So if I can't have some fun out of, make some fun out of it, I don't want to be bothered. So I have some stuff I have planned, but you just have to stay tuned.
Okay, it gets no better than that. I want to thank you, Lonel. Thank you for taking a moment or two. Send us off with some of your positive words of encouragement. Until we meet again on the Hair Radio Morning Show, what do you have to say to everybody?
Live each moment to the fullest. No matter what you're, don't be defined by the appearance of your circumstances. It's just the appearance of it. You've got to see your vision beyond that. See where you want to be. See yourself in that space. And manifest it.
It gets no better than that. The Hair Radio Morning Show, again, thanks Mr. Lonel Williams of 3LWTV.com. Check him out. And again, we'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. We've got more.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Thank you, Angela. Doing great stuff this morning. I want to just thank everybody. That was the great LW, Lonel Williams, who is actually, he should be in town, I think, in the next day or two. I'm looking forward to catching up again. We'll see if we can bring you something new
Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, and Michael Hopkins out of Virginia.
Yes.
Again,
good morning.
It's been a great show this day, right?
Yes,
yeah,
it's been
a great
show. It's been a great show.
An interesting show, but nonetheless.
Yeah, very interesting.
Right, guys? I think we have a great team. I want to take a moment. It's about 8:53 in the morning, a little before 9 Eastern, 8 Central, folks. And I want to thank the folks at Upscale Magazine for just being a great partner, the new magazine for the August and September issues.
Yeah,
just
most definitely.
Money Long is on the cover. And inside, I have quite a bit of graphics work. So I'm super, super excited about the magazine. It's
right.
On
the
stand.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations
on
you,
that, Carrie.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't wait. So you guys all have your copies. We're going
to
talk about it right here
yeah.
next week sometime
can't wait
on
to
the
get
show.
It in my
hand.
Yes, beautiful.
You're going to have that. And just real excited, all of us. We're going to be able to really do some great things. So you don't want to miss that great talk coming up next week. I'm going to talk all about Upscale Magazine, the new issue for August and September. And
beauty
a lot
issue.
Of great stuff. It is.
Yeah.
It's their beauty issue, and they've got a great beauty on the cover. She's the Money Long is a very pretty lady, and it's just an awesome interview, and I had a chance to listen to it as well. Really
great.
Good stuff. We'll see if we can bring in some excerpts from that, too. So we're working on a few things behind the scenes. We've got some other ideas to bring you all next week on the show. And so tomorrow is the big birthday celebration. We're going to play some of my favorite. It's my playlist tomorrow.
Great.
Oh, can't wait. We cannot wait
to hear
your playlist.
Yeah, we play some real interesting music today. Everybody from Prince and Michael Jackson to Vanessa Williams.
Yes, I'm dancing for that Michael Jackson.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
oh, yes.
Not
it's just
better than those two guys.
No, it's not.
Right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm excited. I also want to say thank you to all of our amazing advertisers. We want to welcome. We have a plethora
yeah,
of
thank
new
folks. You.
You'll hear some new commercials real soon. You know, I can't say enough. The people at Rugged Evolution Beard Care who are
yeah,
with us for
you.
Years. They've been with us for many, many years already, as well as some of the wonderful new folks like Organic Love Collection. We'll have to catch up with Shanta and see what's going on with Ms. Shanta Love and
yeah.
What's going on with everybody. It's, you know, we're family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Definitely.
We've been through a
yeah,
lot.
It's a great family.
And, yeah, I was reminded of that. We have really been through a lot, a great chronology of Black culture of our lives for the last 7 years of this version of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So
right.
This is really, it's been quite a while, and we put down a lot of talk. When I look
oh,
back
yeah, it's
7 years.
It's been a journey.
Still going strong, Carrie.
And it's
going
strong, and I like that. And the old words, keep it going, right?
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Oh, yeah, that's
definitely
the main
keeping it going.
Thing is keep it going, keep it moving.
Exactly.
It.
Because, and I think we've done just that. We have demonstrated, we've covered some of the biggest stories and happenings out there for the last 7 years. I remember doing stories about the Ferguson water. I remember
right.
marching in the streets here in New York with a fella, you know, Eric Garner.
Yeah.
I remember so many things. I remember interviewing Jesse Jackson. There was one interview I did with a divorce court lady that never aired. There have been so many things that we've done throughout the course of
right.
having
so much
this
has gone on. Yes.
So yeah, just a lot. So we've processed a lot, and we couldn't have gotten here without all of you, the fans. The folks
exactly.
who tune in.
Thank you so much.
From, yes, big, big thank you, who tune in every day and keep us going here in the direction we need to. And we're going to bring you a whole lot. We're just getting started. And Vet Talk, same thing for
yeah.
Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael
oh,
Hopkins,
yeah.
you've been here for over
yeah.
a year. You've been a constant and reliable source to wake up everybody each morning. We appreciate you on this show. You shine here on the broadcast. And Satan,
yes, and I'm just
king of claims.
The king of claims.
Yep.
And
I am so appreciative of you, Carrie, that your leadership, you're over 20 years in this business, and you have
Michael,
just given us so
numbers,
much.
Numbers, Michael Hopkins. We want to take your calculator away.
Uh-oh. Should I have said many, many years? We're going to go with many,
many,
many years?
Well, that sounds even worse, many, many years. We'll just say a long time. Well, that sounds
long time, Carrie. And that's why you are royalty when it comes to this, what we're doing. You're royalty.
Certainly are. Certainly are.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm giving and bestowing a brand new name to my wonderful co-host. You guys know her as Nicole Marie. Well, now you will know her as Queen of the Morning. And I am very happy about that.
Thank
She's
you,
now the Queen of the Morning. So we
I
have all
that.
Kings
Thank
and
you.
Queen names, and that's
kings
what
and
we deserve.
That's what we are, Kings
Morning
and Queens.
Show. And so do you. You guys out there, this is what it's all about. So we might have started a little wobbly getting up at the old dark 30 this morning, but here we are with all of you.
There you go. I love it. Oh, dark 30.
And,
oh, dark 30.
And finishing strong, that's the key.
Yes.
No matter how you
start,
you finish strong.
I think
that's
strong,
a military
always.
Thing somewhere.
Yeah.
So,
Yes, it is.
Right? I don't know who says it, but I think the Coast Guard or somebody. But I've heard it before. So listen, we are going to get our outro on. We'll be back in the morning for the Carrie Hines Surprise Birthday Bash, starting at 6
Yay.
Eastern 5 Central.
Yeah.
We'll be on August 12th, making a fantastic day, a great Thursday. We just did. Here's the outro.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's at Rugged Evolution. Now, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is the actual name of the company. Rugged Evolution Beard Care makes a complete line. I love their products. Go to www.ruggedevo.com for more details. Again, that's ruggedevo, that's EVO.com for complete details on their products. Also, StimulatingRoots.com. Now, Stimulating Roots is a hair product growth system for women, for everybody, really. And how they spell it, I love this, is R-U-T-Z. Get amazing hair products that support healthy hair. And I say the secret is in their name, Stimulating Roots. That's really it. That's what actually grows the hair. Now, we're also taking a moment. Go to their site, StimulatingRoots.com. Again, it's spelled R-U-T-Z. Is how they spell roots.com. Now, we're also thanking our entire advertising and promotions family for introducing our show fans to their great products and services. And you will find many of them right here in our website store.
at www.hairadio.com. That's hairradio.com, spelled with just one R. Now, it's also been our honor to welcome our amazing Hair Radio Morning Show fans from coast to coast in the United States and North America to continents all around the world. Our many friends and family, folks over in Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, Egypt, and our folks across the diaspora of Africa, of course. Now, we're also thanking our big fan base in Europe, folks over in Italy, Spain, France, England, and really all over there, to folks back here, right here in America, folks who join me from all different time zones. I broadcast from right here in Brooklyn, New York. The show is live from 6 in the morning to 9 Eastern. Again, that's Monday.